Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, our college football week 7 heat check continues. All right, so the first which team is most on upset alert was Ohio State, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M, and you said Texas A&M against Florida.
Yes.
Part two, which team is most on upset alert? BYU is headed to Arizona.
Yeah.
USC is hosting Michigan, or Alabama, who is at Missouri.
Yeah, I'm going to say Missouri because I think Missouri looks damn good right now. And we've seen Alabama get bullied here a little bit. And I don't know if you've watched any of Missouri. Dude, Missouri is tough and they can run the ball.
Yeah, I saw them absolutely. So KU got up on them by, I think we were up 17.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Maybe it was 14. And Missouri proceeded to just put their foot on the throttle.
Yeah.
And beat us by double digits.
Well, they've got
Ahmad Hardy.
Huh? Yeah, Hardy. Hardy is their running back, and Mike.
You know, he was a zero-star recruit.
Was he really?
Yeah. Read up on Ahmad Hardy, the Missouri running back. It's an amazing story.
Watch that guy. The three best backs in the country are Haynes up at Michigan, Hardy, and then I think Jonah Coleman in UW is criminally underrated, but because they don't use him. But dude, that Ahmad Hardy just does not go down. That guy is a beast. And Pribula is playing really well, and Bama. The last couple of weeks, Bama has looked really, really good. But I've also seen Alabama under Kalen DeBoer, it's highs and lows. But
he's really good against ranked teams.
He's really good against ranked teams.
I think the number is 17-3.
And their defense is not, you can move the ball. And so I think and it's at Missouri, by the way.
Yeah.
And Alabama's coming off the big emotional win last week, which was huge for them. I mean, it was like Georgia and then Vanderbilt, and it was like, oh my God, and now this is the third one. This is the thing about the SEC that I do think is real. Like, Georgia was a season saver, and then you're Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt got you last year, and that was a big emotional game, and you get that, and now you take an exhale, and now you have to go on the road and play a Missouri team looking to kind of make their name. I think this is a tough spot for Alabama. And I really liked what Missouri is doing so far.
Certainly an interesting spot.
You're
right, because the Vanderbilt game shouldn't have been a big game for Alabama, but it was. Because one, they're good, and two, they beat them last year.
Yep.
So this is a big one. I would say this about Missouri. They are, and you know how I hate Missouri,
oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to be impartial.
Bunch of ninnies from that state.
Bunch of banjo playing nins. But they are, so you know there are 136 FBS teams, right?
Yes.
Do you care to guess where Missouri's strength of schedule ranks right now after 5 wins?
I think
there are 136 teams.
Yes. I'm guessing 115th.
How about 150th? And do you know what that means? That means that 14 schools from FCS have played a harder schedule than Missouri.
Well, I'll bet you, like, because, I mean, like, Portland State schedules people and just, you know, takes their ass whooping. But, yeah, some of those schools have to play big-name schools and take paychecks. I think their best win so far, right, they've beaten Kansas and they've beaten South Carolina. So, again, this is one of those. If you're Missouri, this is where you prove your worth. And Alabama has already played 3 big games. Right? They had the Florida State game, you had Georgia, and you had Vandy. So the question becomes, like, is this one of those where it's a tough spot, or is this where Missouri is like, oh my God, we're playing the varsity this week? And you're on the road at Missouri. I think this is a tough spot. The other one, too, is I'm absolutely concerned over this, and that is USC.
Oh, you don't think they'll beat Michigan?
They should. They should.
They're favored.
They're favored. What, two and a half,
yeah,
right?
2.5.
Problem that I have with USC is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They still haven't figured it out. You can push them around. Illinois, that game wasn't that close. Illinois was better. Illinois fumbled twice going into the end zone, mm-hmm. and they absolutely manhandled USC up front. And I really thought their defense had taken a bigger step forward than apparently what they have. And Michigan can't do much from the quarterback position. I mean, Underwood's, he's a freshman, and against a good team like Oklahoma, he looked completely lost. But the one thing that Michigan can do is Michigan can still, in a shocking development, Michigan runs the ball. And we mentioned Hardy. Justice Haynes, if Hardy isn't the best back in the country, I give you Justice Haynes. And they have two backs that are averaging more than 5.5 yards a carry. I think Bryce Underwood's averaging almost 7 yards a carry. And they are going to come out and make USC prove that they actually have some lead in their ass. And I'm not certain that they do. You know,
but if you're USC, don't you also have to make Michigan prove that Bryce Underwood can beat you on the road?
Yes.
Because you're going to load up.
But I go back to last year. USC had them beat at Michigan. They had them beat. And Michigan got the ball needing to go like 80 yards, and that was when they were doing the two quarterbacks that couldn't throw the ball at all. I have never seen a team run a two-minute offense by running the football, and yet that's what Michigan had to do. Everyone and their grandmother knew that Michigan couldn't throw the ball, and they didn't. They went the length of the field running the football on a two-minute drill to win that game. And so USC should be better than Michigan. They really should. They're at home. But you said upset alert. I am literally terrified that Michigan is going to run for 325 yards and beat USC because USC's offense is really good. But you can't score if you're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
If I'm a USC fan, this terrifies me that this is like 21-17 and USC only gets like 7 possessions.
Yeah, I don't really get why they're favored. I mean, kind of a smelly line,
yeah.
A bit like the Texas-Oklahoma line.
Yeah.
So which team is most on upset alert? BYU at Arizona, USC against Michigan, or Bama at Missouri?
I don't think it's BYU. Arizona, whatever. BYU's defense is really good, and I think their freshman quarterback's getting better. I don't think BYU maybe has the top-end talent to beat like a Texas Tech. I'm not worried about Arizona. I think they'll be fine. It's a flipping coin. I guess I'll just say USC because I cannot trust USC. I keep waiting for Lincoln Riley to figure it out, and maybe that's on me. I just assumed when he went there that that was going to be the awakening of USC. But
they're good, but not great.
We may be at the point.
Their offense is number one in the country.
Their offense is really good.
Yeah.
We may be at the point with USC, if they lose to Michigan, and because they're in this weird spot where they're now playing good, not great teams, right? They lost to Illinois, and then they got Michigan, and I think they have Notre Dame after that as well. They're in this weird spot where those are good teams, but they're not like uber elite teams. If USC is back, those are games, at least two of those three that you should win. We keep waiting for USC to be the old USC, and I guess when you look at the last 25 years, they may not be. They may be closer to Wisconsin, you know, because Wisconsin or a school like that is you know, every hand, they're good most years, right? They win 8-9 games. And then every so often, right, every couple of years, they you know, they have a great season. They go to a Rose Bowl, something like that. But aren't really elite. If you look at the last 30 years outside of Pete Carroll, that is USC. They're just, some years it's a 7 win. Other years it's 8 or 9. Occasionally they have one, they have an off where something pops and they win 10 or 11. But this idea that USC is just this sleeping giant, I'm starting to kind of realize that maybe that's fool's gold, and I keep falling for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.